The coming of the Holy Spirit as the teacher, the coming of the Holy Spirit to dwell in you, not just with you, is restoration of the blessing.
I know my God has made the way for me. I know my God has made the way for me.
God expresses His love by blessing people, and He wants us to become just like Him. Join us for the Believer's Voice of Victory as Kenneth Copeland explores the reason for the blessing.
Verse 44, the last chapter of the book of Luke. He said unto them, "These are the words that I spoke unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me." Now, listen very carefully. Then he opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. And he said, "Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day." Why? To bless them. And that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in His name among all nations, beginning in Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. Now, we know, and it's right, that He was talking about the Holy Ghost. But that's not all He was talking about. In fact, the coming of the Holy Spirit as the teacher, the coming of the Holy Spirit to dwell in you, not just with you, is restoration of the blessing. Amen. Amen. I mean, that's His ministry, is to teach you and train you on the great I Am's Eden blessing, which includes all of life, everything pertaining to life and godliness. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I send the promise of my Father upon you. Tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. Oh, Lord. And he led them out as far as to Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and he blessed them. Now, can you tell me what he said? Now, I spent 20 minutes back there a while ago. Yeah, that's exactly what he said. What his Father had already said. The thing he said in the very beginning to the very first Adam. He said, "Be blessed. Be fruitful. Multiply. Fill up the earth. Have dominion over everything in the earth. Subdue it." Now, let me translate that into what they had just heard a few hours before when he appeared to them in that back room back there where they were hidden out, and he upbraided them and said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Ah, so that's what it means for us to multiply. Aha! So that's what it means for us to fill up the earth. Oh, yeah, and take my name and cast out the devil. Oh, so that's what it means to subdue. Yeah. Oh, now this clock's coming together, ain't it? Praise the Lord. All the pieces are beginning to say, oh, yeah, I go right there. Praise the Lord. I'm expecting this thing to start sounding an alarm and tick-tocking and everything else here in just any minute now. Hallelujah. You keep thinking about this, you keep meditating on this, and your body can't stay sick. Your mind can't stay tired and warped. No, no. You just keep meditating on it, and things begin to gravitate towards you. Opportunities, all kinds of opportunities to witness, all kinds of opportunities to prosper, all kinds of things. I got a letter from one of my partners the other day. She said, I just had to tell somebody this. She said, I work for a company, and she said, now I have to tell you, I never even finished high school. I just got through the 11th grade. But she said, all of a sudden, she said, I began to confess the blessing. I began to confess God's word. I began to confess the blessing. It maketh rich, and he has no sorrow with it. She said, I just began to confess that. And she said, just right away, I got promoted and put over into another department. And she said, then I hadn't been in there very long. And they came in and said, I want you to go through these applications because we've got to have somebody in this department in one of the higher jobs. But we don't want anybody that doesn't have, I think said 2 years college. Now you go through all these applications and resumes, but just weed out those, you know, that don't qualify in their education and so forth. So she's doing that. Well, her immediate boss, they finally decided, hey, he's the man we want. They bumped him upstairs. Amen. And when they bumped him upstairs, they came there to her and they said, we want you to take his job. She said, hey, now wait a minute. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't have the education requirements that you're asking for here. They said, well, will you take the job? She said, you bet I'll take the job. This put her over that whole department. They said, you take the job, and they gave her instructions about who to call and so forth, and we'll sign you up for classes, and you can go, we'll pay for the finish of your education, and we'll just qualify you for this thing. Praise the Lord. See? Well, I can tell you right now, that girl has found out how to own that company.
Amen.
You just keep blessing those above you. You just keep pushing them and making them look good. You just keep praying for them and praying over your department. Praise God. I mean, to pray for the prosperity of that company just like you were in charge of it and had to provide all the salaries for everybody in the company. You start praying like you owned it. You start praying the blessing of God down on this thing. And you start loving those that are around you. And as they bump up, and then the next one bumps up, hey, the line's getting shorter and you're in it. Amen. Well, I just don't understand how come everybody around here gets promoted but me. Well, listen to yourself and then you will. That's jealousy and pride. That's the curse. There's no blessing in that. Forget that kind of stuff. Amen. And begin to bless. And begin to bless. And the more you think about it, you just think, dear God, Jesus was raised from the dead to bless me, and I have that blessing working on the inside of me. I can bless this whole company. I can bless this whole church. I can bless the buses that drive up and down the street. Why, dear God, I can bless everything that moves. Yeah, I can bless them. You begin to understand the truth of blessing power. And Jesus said, if you continue in my words, these words will make you free. You will begin to have dominion over the earth. You will begin to subdue it. You will begin to subdue all that's around you with compassion and love and the outflow of God's blessing. Hallelujah. And people around you will begin to be blessed. They'll get to where they think, man, there's just something about that guy. Like Brother Jerry said, there's something on him. Amen. Well, it's more than on you, it's in you. Now, in the old covenant, it couldn't get anywhere but on you because those people were spiritually dead. But after Jesus was raised from the dead, the new birth is available. Any man that is in Christ is a new creature. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. And all things are of God. And you've been made the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. So it doesn't have to come from the outside on you. It's growing on the inside of you. It's growing. It'll start getting larger and larger, and out of your belly, out of your innermost being will begin to flow the rivers of life. Hallelujah. And it begins to flow out of you. While it's coming through your body, it starts healing your body. It starts working in your body. And not only that, eternal life begins to work on your mind. You begin to have thoughts you didn't know you knew. You begin to know things you didn't know where you found out about it. Amen. The man that for years, I don't know, but what maybe he still is, the largest single contributor to Oral Roberts University for many years was a retired mechanic. Worked for one of the major automobile manufacturers. Well, I believe it's Ford Motor Company. I'm almost certain it is. Anyway. And he had just retired. And if I remember this right, he took retirement because of his health and so forth. He had ulcers, really, really just terrible. And he's on this little old pension. My goodness, it wasn't even getting by on the thing. Well, old Roberts came to town, praise God, preaching God is a good God, and preaching seed faith, and preaching healing, and all these wonderful things. Well, he got in that meeting, and he stayed there for days. He's right close to the end of the meeting times, and they came by the offering with the offering container one night. He had $5 left to last him from then to the end of the month. And there was more month than there was money. And he just wadded that $5 up and threw it in the offering container. He said, God, he threw that money in that offering container. He said, in the name of Jesus, you'll just have to take care of me. I am sowing. Then he threw that $5 in the container. Well, he went on. First thing that happened, he received his healing. And he's healed and he's well, but he's broke. Well, he's at home, you know, I mean, he's a retired guy, he's at home, and he's cleaning up around the house and stuff, this little place where they live. And he kept getting, go up in the attic. Go up in the attic. Well, finally, he just went up there. And he got up there, and the Lord said, dig out those plans that you drew up and presented to your boss before you left the company. Lord, he said, they laughed at me when I went in there, and I swore I'd never go back in there around that bunch again. They laughed at me and just laughed me out of the office like I was some kind of fool. He said, you go take those plans back in there. I'm going with you this time. They ain't gonna laugh at you this time. So he got them out and took him in there, made him an appointment, and they let him in. And so he went in there and laid him out. Man, they called their engineers in there. They said, look, this will work. This will work. This is the answer to our problem. They were having meetings on this when he got there. Ford was having serious problems with their four-wheel drive. And this was plans for a self-locking automatic hub, front wheel, four-wheel drive. They said, this is the answer. Oh, man. General Motors, they just been suffering because General Motors had come out with something that was working and theirs were failing and they were having a lot of trouble. I don't know what all the technical problems they had. They said, man, this will work. This will work. Every four-wheel drive truck, pickup, car, I don't care what it was, that rolled off of the Ford Motor Company assembly line, he got a piece of it. Wow. Hallelujah. It had his hub and axle in the front end. This is an old boy. He's just an old boy that just busted wrenches all of his life. You know, it's all here. Yeah. But when the blessing got on him, hallelujah, when God began to show him, God not only began to show him, but when he went back up there, he walked in that upper sanctum up there where all the decisions are made. Just like Moses walked into Pharaoh and said, the I Am sent me.
Praise God.
Me and the I Am got your answer, Bubba. You ought to give the Lord a shout right there, because he's no respecter of person. He is no respecter of person. Well, Brother Copeland, I mean, that couldn't happen to me. You're right. Brother Copeland, I believe that could happen to me. You're right. Amen. Oh, Lord. He led them out as far as to Bethany. He lifted up his hands and he blessed them. Oh, listen to this. Oh, dear Lord. Oh, I just can't hardly keep my feet on the ground. It came to pass while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven.
Amen.
The power of his words, blessing them, be fruitful, multiply, fill up this world. Go raise the dead and heal the sick. And while he is saying it, suddenly he began to rise. Woo!
Come on.
Dear God, what do you think they thought? No wonder they did great exploits in his name. That's the last thing they heard him say. Be blessed! Well, they understood what he's talking about. The blessing of Abraham. Hallelujah.
Well, we came to hear from God, a word from God to help change our lives and our ministry.
You can feel the Holy Spirit. You can feel His presence. You can feel the warmth. It's almost like an embrace when you walk in.
For the past 27 years, people have come from around the world to Fort Worth, Texas, for the Southwest Believers Convention. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have brought the message of faith and love to people that come expecting a miracle.
Well, you can find whatever you're expecting to find, and I'm expecting to hear from the Lord.
Abraham's blessing is mine. The Eden blessing is mine. My circumstance is supposed to look just like the Garden of Eden. Praise God. I'm not supposed to be sick. I'm supposed to be well. I'm not supposed to be poor and broke. I'm supposed to be rich. I am not supposed to be downtrodden. I'm supposed to be full of joy and a song of melody in my heart. Hallelujah.
We are living in another world. We've been translated out of that old dark, depressing, sad, sick, broke, disgusting world, and we're living over in another world, the kingdom of God, out of darkness, into light. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're there.
He's not the one withholding from us. He's not the one taking from us. Satan is the thief. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But God is interested in us having a wonderful life. He wants us to enjoy life.
Have faith in God. Not faith of God, which you should have, and faith toward God. But to literally believe that He is a literal person willing to do whatever you can believe for. The Lord can't do anything you can't believe. But He can do everything you can believe.
In my name, that's how you got to do it now. In my name, you can cast out demons. In my name, you now have control over planet Earth restored to you in the name of Jesus.
Worshiping God in one accord is always a part of our believers' conventions and victory campaigns. This year, Phil Driscoll has been a part of our team. Praise and worship has set the stage for the anointing to fall.
Come on, Fort Worth! Lift up your voice! Lift up your voices! Shout hallelujah!
You feel like you're in heaven when the worship starts, because, I mean, Lynn Meek, I can remember when he used to do it all by himself, and now he's got all this help, and it's just a blessing to see that God has just put a team together to bring us into worship even more.
KCM believes in the importance of family and provide special sessions for teens and children.
No more condemnation. No more sadness just because you missed it. No more of that. There's grace available to you. And when you miss it, run to grace.
There are games, activities, praise and worship, teaching of the word, and always a time of prayer.
It's life for my children. It's health to my children. It's it teaches them, you know, how to combat this world and what the truth is.
Gloria Copeland has conducted healing school for the past 30 years at all the KCM Believers Conventions. Healing school is always concluded with a powerful healing service that changes lives.
My husband and children have been affected, you know, in the work of the Lord in me, and being healed is a gift, and it's a gift, but it's a gift that goes. And it's going to go and go. And they're going to be ambassadors of truth, knowing that by the stripes, Jesus bore His back. We are healed. They will see it physically.
Real people, real relationships, real life. Check our website and make plans to attend a Believers Convention or Victory Campaign today.
It's so refreshing. It's just the peace that you find here and the peace that you leave with. You can't stay away from it.
Thank you for changing my life.
Does God have a plan for me?
What am I supposed to do with my life?
Now what do I do?
What are your life questions? Discover God's plan for your life and stay on course with it. Kenneth Copeland Ministries introduces Connecting with God's Master Plan for Your Life, video curriculum and interactive workbook and journal, an exciting new curriculum that will help you discover step-by-step God's plan for your life, based on the New York Times best-selling book, God's Master Plan for Your Life by Gloria Copeland. This personal, in-depth Bible study includes a 5-disc DVD video teaching with Gloria, a 5-CD set of the entire teaching, and a one-of-a-kind interactive workbook and journal. Learn practical ways to apply biblical truths that bring answers to your life questions. Connect with God's plan for your life in a deeper way and make your destiny a reality. Connecting with God's Master Plan for Your Life, video curriculum and interactive workbook and journal, is now specially priced at only $49.95.
a 40% savings for the entire curriculum package. Order your copy online through our website at kcm.org or call us toll-free, 800-575-4455. Take the next step toward living in God's blessing and connect with God's master plan for your life today.
I really do want you to connect with me in this. I want to send this brochure to you. Make God's dream a reality and go vote. Amen. See, God is He is the designer of good government. Good government is for the people. Good government embraces the blessing of the Lord. Good government is God's dream. I mean, man didn't figure out government. Man figured out how to ruin it. And so I want you to get hold of this, because there are certain scriptural, biblical ways to pray, find out how to vote, find out for whom to vote, find out when to vote and what to do before you vote and after you vote and the whole thing. So I want you to request this today. You need to get hold of this and make it a priority in your life, because your vote is your seed under whatever government you're under. KCM's here for you. We have prayer ministers. Hey, we got people all over the world that are praying for you. We have prayer ministers in Australia, Canada, in Europe, South Africa, in the Ukraine, the United States. We've got prayer ministers in Russia, praise God. We've got people that are praying all over this world. There's somebody that'll stand in agreement with you wherever you are right this moment. Praise God. Amen. The Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign, November 13th through the 15th there in Woodbridge, Virginia, which is just outside Washington, D.C., get involved. Get into the meetings. Get into this meeting. Be a part of it. Pray. God'll get you there. He'll take care of you while you're there, and He'll get you home. Amen. There's something about going into a meeting like that and just totally immersing yourself in the Word of God. It will change you in less than a week if you get in it, and then God can sustain you. Learn. Pray. Believe. Know what God has called you to do. God's not hiding His will from you. He's hidden it for you. Praise God. Amen. Hey, if God hid it from you, forget it. Ain't never anybody going to find it out if he doesn't want it known. It's just the opposite. He is the one that wants you to know His perfect will for your life. We'll see you next time. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland reminding you again, God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
This is the year of fullness of blessing. If you'd like more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries or today's Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, visit our website at kcm.org or call 800-575-4455.
And healing.
We believe on Him that raised up Jesus, our Lord, from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our righteousness.
Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign, November 13th through the 15th at Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. Visit kcm.org or call 1-800-600-7395.